someone that's chashed on arayis, that would have been a havamina, he would want to testify falsely that a woman is married when really she's not. So like this, when he does an avera with her, it'll be mayim genuvim, which is yum taku, which is sweeter than mayim that's not genuvim. So therefore he's lying. So I would have thought he's a chashed. Kamashmal, no. He's only a chashed le'afuki. He's not a chashed le'iyuli. What's the obvious kasha? The obvious kasha is it has no avana. Because if this woman is really not married, so by him testifying falsely that she's married, all of a sudden it's going to be mayim genuvim. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sichas Musar, he says that you see from here the length that a pirate's gather, that's the way he phrased it, is willing to go. That people want to do bad on such a level that I would rather this woman be considered married and do the Avera, so there'll be a perception of Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku, even though really it's not Mayim Genuvim, so really, for all intents and purposes, it's not Yom Taku. In other words, the Bali Musa had a field day with this, but I saw that Reuven Margolis, here in Margolis Hayam, he says something beautiful. Reuven Margolis says that he saw this Kasha's ass. Nobody understands. What's the Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku? It's not Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku. So he says, if you look at the Gemara says, Dechsiv Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku V'goymer. What does v'goymer mean? V'chulu. So he said, look at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk is mayim genuvim yimtaku v'lechem sesarim yinam. Lechem sesarim yinam, bread that a person eats while he's hiding, yinam. It's also more noyam. It's also more zis. It's also sweeter. This person doesn't think that by him testifying falsely, it's going to become mayim genuvim. It's not mayim genuvim, because l'maisa, she's a pnuya. She's not an eishes ish. But a yois, if he testifies, people are going to think she's an eishes ish. So if he's going to do an aveira with her, it's going to have to be done b'seiser and lechem sesarim, you know. The raya was not from mayim genuvim yom taku. It's from lechem sesarim, you know. He says, that's why it says v'goymer in the Gemara. Why did it say v'goymer? Because that's the derech of the shas sometimes. Right, you bring the beginning. You're supposed to know the end of the pasuk, right? So you bring the pasuk and it says v'goymer. Meaning, I mean the seif of the pasuk. No one ever thought that he meant the ratio of the pasuk. Pilei plain. But either way, that's what Rabbi Margol says.